One of our go-to people when it comes to politics is Jeff Cruere. He's a columnist and author of the timely book, America's Last Chance. He's also a former Trump delegate from Louisiana and the state co-chair for the Louisiana Trump campaign. He also is the host of a show down there in the Big Easy, WGSO 990 in Nolens, Ringside Politics, and there's also a TV version of that on the PBS affiliate down there. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Jack, good morning.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great.
So a couple things. Democrats, of course, celebrating the Republican budget. What's up with that?
Do we have a majority? I mean,
What's the deal?
Republican, you know, former executive director, and I'm just wondering what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought we had the majority. I thought we had the presidency, the Senate, the House. I mean, I thought we were going to have our priorities funded, yet the Democrats are the ones celebrating. Jack, it's bizarro world. It really is.
And the health care, of course, he's trying to talk the Republicans into voting for his health care package now, too.
Well,
who won the election?
That's embarrassing. That's been going on so long. That really is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I don't know whether we're going to ever be able to get that 216. I think that's the crucial number. And I heard yesterday, Jack, that we were one vote away from losing that magic number. So there's like 22 Republicans that have come out against it. And if we lose one more vote, that's it.
What would you recommend, or do you have any ideas on this at all? What Trump?
Well,
new
leadership. I really think they need new leadership in the House. I think we've given Speaker Ryan opportunity after opportunity, and he hasn't delivered. Mm-hmm. And I really think one of the problems is that he doesn't share the same priorities as the president.
Right.
And he was never on board with the president, and now we're trying to have this shotgun marriage here between the two of them, and it really isn't working out.
How do we get a copy of America's Last Chance, and tell me a bit about that?
Well, I've been involved in the Republican Party for years before getting into radio, and I've just been frustrated, Jack, because over the years, the Republican Party has turned their back, really, on the grassroots, and the book was really written as a wake-up call for the voters, for the activists, that this was our last election, 2016, when we really could turn the country around. In fact, I have a quote in the book from Jeff Sessions saying that this is our last chance.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the election victory, but the other part of it is passing the agenda. So the book talks about what the agenda needs to be, and, you know, it's the Trump agenda, and it was really the agenda that 31 states voted in favor of. But the president can only do so much, Jack, with the executive orders. We've got to get Congress, and that's where really we're having the problems right now.
By the way, Hillary Clinton announced yesterday she was officially a part of the resistance.
You know, that language sort of bothers me, Jack. I mean, that is sort of provocative language,
mm-hmm.
the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like she's talking about more than just, you know, the loyal opposition, almost not completely advocating, but almost implying that she wants people to be more than just opposing Donald Trump, but be in the streets and be very oppositional. In the past, we used to have presidents that could work with the other side, and I think back to Reagan and Tip O'Neill. They got some things done together, and Gingrich and Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Democrats just don't seem to be interested in that kind of bipartisanship with this president.
Well, Hillary, just to prove her point, has posted a picture of herself in a barn wearing a French beret and talking on a shortwave radio. You know, I believe she's helping them bomb the bridge and take the castle. You know, hey,
I can't wait to see that image, Jack. It might be a little bit too early in the morning to conjure that image up.
Jeff, I appreciate it. We'll post a link to your book on our website, wvlkam.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jack.
Jeff Cruere.